You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. Joining me in studio this morning, Anne-Marie Utek with Lutheran Senior Services. Anne-Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
Great. Glad to have you back in studio today. Thanks for coming in and filling in for Jane this morning and keeping us updated on what's going on at Lutheran Senior Services.
And there is a lot going on.
Now, last time we talked, you had a big project working on the annual report for LSS Living, and that kind of sums up everything that goes on throughout the year at LSS Living, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's our 2014 annual report that a bunch of people have been involved in, and on Tuesday we had our annual report meeting where mm-hmm. we kind of reported back to all our church delegates about what we've been doing this year, and that was just a moment of, there it goes, and it's in their hands, and you're like, please read it and love it. Put it, you know, under your Bible, because it's like the second most important thing now.
So what you're saying is you put a lot of time and work into this to share.
It was a lot of great interviews and mm-hmm. meeting really good people who had some amazing stories to share. And then, of course, you know, you write the words and you craft it and you go back and forth and then you pass it off to design and they just make it look really good. And then from there it goes to the printer and then it goes to people.
And you're fairly new to LSS in the past year you joined.
7 months.
7 months you joined the staff. What have you learned about LSS? What are some of the things that you've learned about LSS in the past year that perhaps have been surprising to you, or things that you've just enjoyed learning about Lutheran Senior Services?
Well, that was one of the great things about the annual report, is that I was able to go out and learn a bunch of things and meet a bunch of people who taught me some things that I didn't know before. One of our articles is about this lovely family whose mother was named Wanza, and she lived at our Breeze Park community out in St. Charles.
Mm-hmm. I just drove past it last weekend.
There you go.
I was like, oh, so we talk about it all the time. So there it is.
There it is. Yeah. Oh, lovely place. But Wanza, you know, carefully planned for retirement, mm-hmm. but then she had unexpected medical costs, and she wasn't able to pay for what her needs needed. And so here at Lutheran Senior Services, I mean, we make a promise that, you know, you've done careful planning, mm-hmm. and that's where our benevolent care comes in. So Wanza unfortunately passed away a few years ago, but her daughter Debbie and her husband Mark, they now live in Texas, but they talked about how much that benevolent care meant to their mother, and mm-hmm. that she could stay in her home. And we had this great article about them, and now they're donors to benevolent care because they see how much it means to families. Mm-hmm. So it's just that, along with other stories, you know, employees who went on and are furthering their education using our tuition reimbursement, getting to talk to them about how they want to impact senior care and living in the future. So that was some of the things that I learned. And then there's just the history part of LSS, because it stretches over 156 years, and there are several organizations throughout St. Louis that we kind of are intertwined with and mm-hmm. we share parts of our history with. So I've been learning a lot about that.
And what were some of those organizations? What did you find out as you were studying the history of LSS?
Okay, so first off, a long time ago, we had like all these boxes and we like archived a bunch of materials and board meeting notes. But then, of course, when we moved, we didn't have space for it. So thank you to the Concordia Historical Institute, because they love history and they're mm-hmm. like, we'll take your boxes. But that means that in researching, I had to comb through like 23 boxes of information. And I think back then they saved like every single piece of paper, mm-hmm. like every piece of paper that any LSS person touched is in these boxes. So I'm combing through and I pulled out old pictures and telegrams, you know, congratulating people on the opening of a new building, and letters from the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congratulating us as well. Pictures of field trips where they went to go get ice cream and all these great historical things that I found. Mm-hmm. That's kind of related to who we are today, because really we stand on the shoulders of these people, and our legacy and our mission is so strong today because they had the foresight to look down the road and see that Lutheran Senior Services would be needed, that mm-hmm. it's such an essential ministry. So I got to meet some, you know, through combing through the records, you know, Johann Banger, he was one of our founders, and a lot of other organizations here in St. Louis can say the same as well. So he was a pretty cool dude.
Was that his title? Pretty cool dude?
Yeah. Johann Banger, Reverend Johann Banger, comma, a really cool dude.
Well, I'm sure that that many people like us today have appreciated the work that that those predecessors, all the groundwork that they laid, so that, as you said, with the foresight to make Lutheran Senior Services what it is today, to meet the needs of people today.
Mm-hmm, correct. So I thought today we'd do a little history lesson.
All right.
I know. There will not be a quiz later, but as we go forward, I think it's really important to always look back and to recognize how things have kind of happened and shaped. And so our history lesson, you know, it starts in 1858 when a group of German Lutherans came together and was like, you know what? We need a hospital. And they built it down in kind of South St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And it was a 4-room. And pretty soon they were like, we don't have enough space. There's the need is too great. And they moved over to Miami Street, which is where near where Concordia Publishing House is. And they built a building there that lasted until the 1950s and 1960s. And then we talk about how our histories are intertwined. So in 1984, they sold the hospital, and they sold it for $34 million. And that was kind of a hard thing for a lot of people to go through, because that was their hospital. But out of that, the Lutheran Charities Association was formed, and also the Lutheran Church Healthcare Association was formed. And the Lutheran Charities Association is now the Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis. And this past 2 weeks ago, they gave away their 100th-millionth-dollar grant.
Wow.
So over the course of like 20 years, they've given away $100 million.
Wow.
And then if you think about it, so out of that sale of the hospital, we've got the Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis. We've now got LSS and LSS through Benevolent Care since 1995. We've given away $50 million. So think of that $34 million hospital down the road was able to bless so many people. Mm-hmm. And today impacts, you know, local organizations as well, and just our community, to strengthen it and to make sure that it perseveres down the road. But how amazing is that history that we're a part of, and that we can...
Thanks be to God.
I know, exactly. So, and then our history keeps going. You know, we've been expanding and growing because there is a huge need out there. And also, we are just really committed to our mission in the fact that, gosh, we need to live life to the fullest. And you can do that at any age.
So, sure.
I know.
And always, Jane and others at LSS always have great stories to share of the residents, those who make up the family of LSS. I always enjoy hearing stories, because that's what it's all about, living life to the fullest, the life that God has given us, and enjoying it, living it to the fullest as we are given.
Mm-hmm. And that's where John 10:10 is where that comes. And it's when Jesus says, you know, I've come that they may have life, but have it to the full. So we try and live that out every day. And now we've got employees and residential places and affordable housing all across Missouri and Illinois that are living that out. And that's a very cool thing to be a part of that legacy that's starting and still continuing.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes when I'm out driving or visiting someone, I come across another LSS community. Well, anything else you have for us today?
I do. There's a bunch of things coming up that I want to make sure that everyone is aware of. Mm-hmm. One is that on Tuesday, May 5th, that's Give STL Day. So it's where over 700 nonprofits in St. Louis are coming together for a 24-hour blitz of generosity. Basically, we're celebrating all that's been able to be possible through these organizations. So join us then. It's going to be a great day. We'll be posting and tweeting and sending out videos, and you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. And then on Friday as well is our Works of Heart, which is going to be at Merrimack Bluffs, which is in Baldwin. Mm-hmm. And if you are an art connoisseur or just starting out, there's going to be some great art pieces there. And all the proceeds go to support Benevolent Care. So I was talking about how important that was to Wanza and her family, and how important it is to others. So you can help support them in that as well. And then, of course, we just keep going and going, because there's always a lot going on.
Where can we find out more about these events and others with LSS?
That great question is to visit our website, which is lssliving.org, or to give us a phone call. I would be happy to call or to talk to anyone if they have any questions. And let's see, my desk phone number is 314-446-2582. I'm not going to be at today, so maybe don't call me today, but call me later and I'd be happy to ask you. But yeah, that's 314-446-2582.
2582. Very good. Well, I always enjoy chatting with you and hearing about Lutheran Senior Services, and great to have you as part of the KFUO family now, being a part of LSSLiving.org and here on KFUO in the mornings as well on Thursday mornings.
Quick question.
Sure.
Do you ever want to wear your pajamas to work because no one can see you?
You know, that's a great question. There are times when, tempted to you know, come in sweats and t-shirt, but everybody can see me when they come in the morning. So, yeah.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. There's a very large window here.
I'm used to the early mornings now. So, well, thank you, Anne-Marie. Always great to chat with you, and God's blessings on your work. I know you've got some travel to do today. So Godspeed, and looking forward to talking to again in the future.
Sounds good.
LSSLiving.org. You can find out more about Lutheran Senior Services, where older adults are living life to the fullest. More His Time up next on Worldwide KFUO.